This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school basketball, the Seguin Lady Matadors finished as the runners-up at the Weimer Girls Tournament on Friday. The Lady Mats took down host Weimer 58-47 to reach the championship game before falling 50-35 to LaGrange in the final. Freshman Jalen Gill and Faith Franklin, along with sophomore Britlin Walls, averaged double figures in the two games. The victory by LaGrange snapped a six-game win streak for the Lady Matadors. Seguin will look to get back to their winning ways when they return to District 27 5A play tomorrow afternoon as they host San Antonio Edison. Meanwhile, the Seguin boys completed the Victoria ISD Mike Smith Classic Tournament on Saturday with a close 53-50 defeat at the hands of Victoria West. Matador junior Corey Daly averaged nearly 21 points in four games over 2 days in the tournament. Daly scored 28 in Seguin's 55-47 win over Edna in their opener on Friday. The Matadors will be at Edison tomorrow for a New Year's Eve matinee with the Bears. The Navarro Panthers won the Nixon Smiley Tournament on Saturday, beating Jordanton 37-30 and then knocking off host Nixon Smiley 52-43 in the championship. Navarro closes out 2024 on a five-game win streak. The Panthers will next play at Cuero the day after New Year's Day on Thursday. The Marion boys took the Johnson City tournament on Saturday to close out their 2024 schedule. The Bulldogs edged Comfort 42-41 and then crushed Kennedy 88-47 on Friday. Marion routed host Johnson City in the championship 78-38 on Saturday. The Bulldogs will host Blanco on Friday at Marion High School. And the Lifegate Christian basketball teams return to action today at First Baptist Academy in Universal City. They're playing a girls-boys doubleheader there at First Baptist Academy this afternoon. College basketball, Texas Lutheran downed visiting Mary Hardin Baylor 77-54 on Sunday at Memorial Gymnasium. The win over UMHB is the first for the Bulldogs since 2013, ending a six-game losing streak to the Crusaders. Sarahi Jones recorded her second career double-double, notching 14 points and a career-high 18 rebounds. The 18 rebounds are the most for the Bulldogs since Lynn Lumpkin Boozer's program record 27 against Sol Ross State in 2011. And those rebounds yesterday were the most by a Bulldog since joining the SCAC. Texas Lutheran finishes the 2024 calendar year with a 6-1 record at home dating back to last season. Meanwhile, the TLU men fell at Incarnate Word on Sunday. Both the TLU men and women will open Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference play on Thursday with a doubleheader against Southwestern at Memorial Gymnasium. The women will play first at 5:30 on Thursday afternoon. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.